The angels asked the 11, "Why do you stand here looking up from Ascension Thursday, the first ascension?" The term "looking up," we were looking for a name for our parish newsletter a couple of years ago, and someone submitted the name "Looking Up" as the name, because you can look up what's going on and you can look up. The angel asked them, "What are you looking up? Why are you looking up?" Because Jesus had instructed them to go forth, to go into the whole world, even to the ends of the world, to proclaim the good news. It wasn't time to stay standing, looking up. Part of the good news is that they didn't go alone. The Lord went with them. The Lord was in their presence, working signs through them. Kind of like someone suggested for our newsletter that we put faintly in the back of the front page, the ascending Christ from behind the altar here. And I noticed some people after the last Mass are giving out the keychains as a memento of the 35th anniversary. I noticed some people were cutting out from the bulletin the picture of the ascending Christ and putting it inside the keychain. I think it's a beautiful sign that wherever we go, Christ goes with us, literally unlocks the doors for us. Signs will accompany you. The signs of Christ with us. Think if we look around here today, almost 2,000 years later, after the 11 stood there looking up, one of the greatest signs is that we're here, halfway around the world, that we gather in the name of the Lord, the sign that they went out as missionaries to spread the good news throughout the world. We celebrate, in a special way, our 35th anniversary. Our history is part of the larger history of the church, of the good news going forth. And our own history here is recent, 35 years, but not so long ago we were mission territory. Missionaries came here and shared their faith, put down roots. Some members of our community here remember the days when the circuit riding priests came by, came from Fort Pierce and had Mass in homes. Miss Rossiter's home hosted the priest. The community gathered, the small community. But the community grew over the years, and especially in the 1950s and early 60s, with the development of the space program, so many people came to this community from many lands, from throughout our lands, to build something with a mission to go forth, to land someone on the moon, to explore. Interesting, someone has a theory of the space program. So it's very much part of our national character. We're a nation of people who have gone forth and explored, went west across the ocean, and kept going west until we reached the end, came to the other coast, and there was no more land to go to. So the only way to go was to go up. Our spirit of exploration, of always going, wanting to go forth, is very much like the spirit of the missionary, of the one who goes forth to bring the good news. And just as our space program is a wonderful example of what happens of people coming together to work for a common goal, the spirit of the believers who have worked through the centuries to launch the faith throughout the world. I was talking to some people after the last Mass and who were here as the founders, who remember the first days. And we're just talking about how we got the name Ascension. Because think about it, it's really such a perfect name for our area, the Space Coast. And even if you're here on a day when a launch is going up, if you look out, the launches almost go right behind where we have our Ascending Christ statue. There's something about we're going forth. We're all tied into that spirit of launching out. And I think of, other than the connections of the missionary spirit and the exploring spirit, somewhere today we're finding, as we're arguing for the benefits of a space program, what people need to do is say, hey, it's not just for other worlds, there are benefits here and now for this planet, for our world. The inventions that have come out of this program have benefited people here and now. And in the same way, our faith is not just a faith that we look up to the sky, to the next world. Our faith is to be a benefit to this world, to serve those whom we look around and see, and not only looking up. See, friend Jim Craig called me. I asked him if he would track down this quote from Saint Teresa of Avila. Interesting quote. "Show me a saint whose eyes are always turned to heaven, and I'll show you a saint who trips over their shoes." We need to spend the time looking up, looking to the Lord, but then the call is to go out and to share. And our founders in faith here at Ascension Community did just that. It's okay to look back how they worked and built of what we have inherited here today. The old days, maybe some remember when Sunday Mass was first said down the Oak Alley Civic Center. I was talking with someone this week, and they said, "Yeah, I remember we used to go there, and they had the home shows, and my daughter would always sneak and sit in the kitchen display during Mass." Some interesting times as people worked together, build up. And in the good spirit of Ascension started out with a good fundraiser to build up. Found one of the original fundraising programs. 35 cents a day for 130 weeks equals $315. How many people saved their dimes and nickels and quarters and put them together over the years? And we watched growth happen, the signs of Christ's presence, the tangible signs. The buildings went up, the hall, the portables, the school. People's generosity came forward. People came in a special way, the blessing of those who came as missionaries to our community, our Irish sisters and priests who came to share their faith and help this community build. And it was built. People with their hands built it up over the years. And the signs were seen by the community that something special is happening at Ascension. Our national government even recognized the excellence of our school a few years ago as one of a national school of excellence. And I'm sure as our alumni who gather here today know the excellence, know that what was built and what was shared was more than just knowledge. Community and love and faith and values were shared and are still shared. And the building goes on. This beautiful church we sit in and worship in, the new building for our school, for people who've been waiting to get their children into school, the doubling of the school, even expanding off campus here to our thrift store and social concerns, food pantry down on Aurora Road. So many of our poor people in our community benefit from that each week. The donations that are given go back to serve our community. And even to the future, across the street, soon there'll be apartments going up there, 76 apartments for senior citizens. The building, the signs. But more than the buildings of what's been built here is community, Christ's presence. For those of you like myself who came here later at some time, we came here, I remember, almost 4 years to the day. It was Ascension Thursday weekend. And we came to a Sunday morning Mass like this, our family, and we were trying to discern, is this where the Lord's leading us as a family? And what became obvious of worshiping with this community and then going over for good old coffee and donuts afterwards, that yes, something is special. There are signs of God's presence in this community. There was a reporter from the Florida Catholic newspaper here this week and was in talking with Father Smith and a couple of other people asking, "Tell me about Ascension Parish." And our person asked Betsy, if she's here, said, "What do you think about Ascension Parish?" And she said, "It's a caring community." And you know it is. It's a community that cares for each other and tries to share. And somehow, I think, too, even our coffee and donuts afterwards say something about us as a community, that people like to spend some time together. Father Smith added an interesting statistic to that newspaper article saying, "Yes, you know, we eat over 1,000 donuts every Sunday here." But it's more than what's done. It's why it's done. That we nurture each other. We're nurtured by the Lord. We spend time looking up, looking in, in order to look out. And we're not just turned in as a community, we seek to serve. There was a young boy here on Friday who came up from the Dominican Republic, from our sister diocese, came up for a special operation that many in our parish have supported our sister diocese. And ministries beyond our parish, Habitat for Humanity, different ministries that go beyond us, be a blessing to the community. Signs. This afternoon we'll have a talent show, which is very appropriate for our celebration because there's so much talent in this parish. Talent that has built this parish. Next Sunday, we'll have a special commissioning ceremony for Pentecost Sunday, and we'll call forth many of our ministers. There are hundreds, easily over 500 people in our parish who are in ministry, serving our community, who will be commissioned, the Spirit prayed to go forth to serve our community and the larger community. This weekend, we take time to look back. By looking back, we can see where we're going. But we'll also be reminded it's not a time to stay and dwell. We need to look forward. There'll be two men standing in white robes over there towards the end of Mass, and one will say, "Go forth to love and serve the Lord and each other." The same call that the two angels said, "Go." I'm not equating those two guys with angels, by the way. Go forth. There's still many who need to hear the good news. Many in our own community, many of the almost 3,000 households who are registered in our parish, many still need to feel part of this community. And many in Melbourne and beyond need to hear the good news. We still are called to be missionaries, evangelists. There's a story of the man who was asked, "If you heard Jesus was coming back today in the second coming, what would you do?" He thought about it and said, "Look busy." There's only 6 years left till the millennium, the new millennium. Only 15 years until our 50th anniversary. And until Jesus returns again, the second coming, as he promised he would, there is only